This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump and the First Lady prepare to head to Pittsburgh following the synagogue shootings on Saturday, which left 11 dead and 6 people wounded. Former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond says,
"The focus this week is on the funerals. The focus needs to be on honoring the victims and giving the community a chance to heal."
The president still planning to go forward with his visit today as the first of the 11 victims of the massacre will be laid to rest. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with 29 counts. Authorities say a deadly shooting at a North Carolina high school yesterday was the result of bullying. The victim, identified as 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen, a suspect the same age, is now facing first-degree murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump vowing he'll be signing an executive order that will end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens. According to Axios on HBO, the president said it in an interview last night, saying the U.S. is the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is a citizen. That interview is to air on HBO on Sunday. In an interview done with Fox News, The Ingram Angle, that aired last night, President Trump was asked about whether he'll be answering questions for the special counsel in the Russia probe.
Written questions to Mueller's written answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
The South Florida man accused of mailing bombs to high-profile Democrats recently, as well as CNN, is still behind bars in Miami. A federal judge yesterday granting attorneys for Cesar Sayoc more time to prepare a bond request. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump vows that members of so-called migrant caravans that are heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border will not be allowed to cross the border. And in agreement are officials of the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security. U.S. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy of U.S. Northern Command says more than 5,000 U.S. troops are going to be at that border.
We are using the National Guard forces, and that's under Operation Guardian Support, very effectively being employed as we speak right now. We're bringing additional capability with Title 10 forces. We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are, in fact, deploying with weapons.
Apple today is expected to announce some new products, including a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and other hardware upgrades. It will be Apple's second product event this month. The iPad Pros are getting a completely new design. A new chipsets, for various products are also set to be unveiled today. The new record holder for the most three-pointers in an NBA game, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, he had 14 last night. And some researchers say boat noise may be harming dolphins' ability to communicate with each other. They discovered dolphins are having to change their calls in order to more or less shout over the noise that's coming from both recreational and commercial boats off U.S. shores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the one, the only, Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm always doing well when I'm here with you on your show.
Hey, you're so wonderful. I appreciate it. Feel the same towards you, buddy. Hey, lots to talk about. The Trump economy, robust. The Fed's not helping us. I don't blame the president for feeling a bit of the sting because, you know, the Fed, like anything that's bureaucratic, it sees positive numbers and says, wait a minute, we need to get some of those shekels over here. But at what expense, right?
Yeah, no. So, you know, the president's right. I mean, he wants to continue this expansion, this economic expansion that is really, truly, fully due to his pro-growth policies, tax cuts, deregulation, giving businesses more money to grow and expand, making it easier to hire and, you know, repatriate dollars when you're parked overseas. But, you know, I'll tell you, this is the exact thing the Fed's going to do when we think things are getting a little too hot, the economy's getting a little too overheated, perhaps, mm-hmm. And we got to raise interest rates a couple, you know, a couple percentage points because, basis points, I should say, if we expect that something will happen, like let's say Democrats take over the House, pro-growth mm-hmm. policies stop, and there's an economic slowdown. So we have to make sure that we have a little bit of cushion to lower interest rates in case we get into a little bit of a mess when we have some of the socialists that perhaps get elected.
Well, of course, it seems unfair for what they did in the previous 8 years. I mean, they printed up a bunch of money, held interest rates down to zero, and, you know, they basically gave the Obama administration a lot of cover. And now here we are, countermanding, the holes that the Democrats dug for us. And, meanwhile, it's like some of the dirt's coming back on us. And look who's holding the shovel but the feds.
Well, you know, it's funny. What the feds are doing right now is the opposite of what China's doing. You know, we're doing so well because of President Trump's policies that the Fed's like, hey, we've got to maybe have a little bit of a give ourselves a little bit of a cushion because we're doing so well. Mm-hmm. What the Chinese government's doing now is actually lowering their reserve requirements because they're not doing as hot as we are because we've called them on their cheating. Mm-hmm. And frankly, during the last 8 years under Obama, it's very, very easy to just print money, very, very easy to do quantitative easing, very easy to lower interest rates, make it cheap to borrow. What it's hard to do is produce an economic environment that's conducive to entrepreneurial growth, that's conducive to business growth and hiring and, you know, wage growth, the natural old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
And that's what President Trump's done. It's hard to do that. But it's what he's done.
And the tough thing here, Chris, is that we're talking unelected bureaucrats. Well, they're not even bureaucrats. I mean, they're their own entity. And they're social engineering this and somehow thinking that whatever they do has causal effect. But the causal effect that they are doing is they're actually putting a stick in the economic spokes of this country.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, when you hear candidates or you hear, you know, greater than 50% of Democrats believe that socialism is preferable to capitalism, you know, you kind of have to think, you know, what's going on here? And if they do take control of the House, you know, what kind of things are you going to try to push through, you know, that are going to be the antithesis of good for the economy, you know, the exact opposite of what we need? You know, they're exactly doing exactly that. You know, when you have a front-leading candidate, you know, who ran for president last election cycle, and Bernie Sanders, who wants to, you know, spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars for a single-payer health care plan, and now you have an emerging millennial in Ocasio-Cortez who's looking to spend $30 trillion or more. I think the number is more than that.
Right, exactly.
To get this plan in place. You know, you have to think, this is the next wave of Democrats. I don't know that we're facing too great of a threat in 2020.
Yeah, I go back to the, you know, the basics, Chris, and I've been asking this question forever, is that, you know, how much government do we want to buy? How much government can we afford? And here we are still trying to, you know, swallow down a $3-4 trillion size government. And the socialist idea is that, oh, no, that's not enough. I mean, we're barely keeping up with that. We got $22 trillion in debt staring us in our face. And, you know, and they go, oh, we got a better idea. Let's expand Medicare even more. So we're going to go back and revisit Obamacare 2.0, you know, and this is what the Democrats think. It's just not quite never enough. If you just gave us a little bit more, we could figure this out. And it's like, look, we can't afford it. We've already given you everything we could give you, and it's not working. You know, when do you cut your losses and move on?
Well, you know, that's the whole racket, right? I mean, the whole racket for Democrats, and when they run for office, is they promise free stuff. It's very simple.
Yes.
You know, as I said earlier, you know, in economic terms, just print money and, you know, kind of give it away and, you know, lower interest rates, make it easier to borrow. But, you know, you have to have a healthy economy. You have to do it the old-fashioned way. We don't operate in a domestic economy anymore. We operate in a global economy. Mm. And so, you know, that's the whole racket that they've been running.
Exactly.
You know, uninformed, uneducated voters that think, great, gimme, 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 gimme more. Yeah. Government will take care of me. Government will pay for my bills. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about, you know, anything that, you know, that I should do to improve my own marketability as a worker or even as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
The government will just take care of me. Uncle Sam will just take care of me. And that is the exact opposite of why we were founded as a nation. You know, we are a capitalist free market economy where competition is good, it's healthy, it makes products better, it drives prices down, you know, and it makes everybody better off. That's why millions of people, you know, hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty.
Exactly.
Because of the free market system that Republicans espouse.
And Chris, this secures our liberty. I mean, this is what drives all this. I mean, the reason that people want to come to this country is to really be free, you know, to allow their ideas and their dreams to be realized. And this country affords them that. And, you know, every time the Democrats are in leadership, I mean, all you got to do is just look at the cities, look at the states where Democrats are involved and they're leading the way. I mean, it is absolute misery for the citizens there for the most part. And, you know, it's like, you know, what the voters can't figure this out, even in, you know, let's say California, you know, with the pain that they're under. I mean, here it is. You know, you got a governor talking about supposedly this robust growth that they've been having. Well, they're still at a net negative. They've chased away more businesses out of that state and more jobs out of that state. But yet, you know, with a straight face, the governor says, oh, we've added so many new businesses, you know, to the state here. It's like, wait a minute. You know, you're so far behind that, you know, we need that and then some in order to get back to parity.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's kind of the same terminology, Bill, as when they say, you know, during the Obama administration, how many jobs, not how many jobs they created, how many jobs they saved.
Yes,
or
right.
Created.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, that is is not an economic metric that you should be proud of, how many jobs you've saved or created. It should be how many jobs you created. It reminds me when I came into the Trump administration at the Department of Commerce and I ran the Minority Business Development Agency, some of the metrics that we had in helping minority businesses is, okay, how many businesses have we helped? How much have we assisted them in getting contracts? You know, what's the aggregate dollar amount? And then I came in and I looked at this new metric and it says, how many jobs were created or saved? We're getting rid of that saved part. How many jobs can we create? And I'll tell you, during the 2018 fiscal year, we created 10,000 new jobs with that small agency, just on that small budget, and that's because of President Trump's robust economic plan.
Well, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Chris Garcia after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All I need is, yeah.
Coast America, fresh and independent. We're back with you. Bill Martinez, Chris Garcia is with us. Chris, of course, has been, he is the CEO of Vicker Financial, a former senior Trump official, as he was just sharing with us at the U.S. Commerce Department. You know, Chris, as you say, the numbers that the Obama administration used, the dangerous part of that is that if there's not an asterisk on those numbers to really explain what they did and how they, convoluted and kind of used some hocus pocus type of metric system there, people are going to get the wrong idea, and they're going to think that, the Obama administration was much more effective than what we know.
Well, that's exactly it, and I'd encourage everybody to take a look at the article that my good friend, my very good friend Steve Cortez penned today, about the difference in really how the Obama administration measured their economic results, and it's not even close. Everybody likes to talk about this trend that mm-hmm. President Trump is continuing, the Obama trend line.
Yeah.
But Council on Economic Advisors, Chair Kevin Hassett came out, did a very robust press briefing a couple weeks ago with Sarah Sanders, and showed how clearly the inflection points were in so many economic indicators after President Trump was sworn into office. So, and then the press briefing room, of course, was completely quiet. There were no questions because you can't refute facts, of course.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what we've got to keep up. We've got to keep up these robust pro-growth, pro-job, pro-business, and frankly, pro-American policies.
Well, Chris, speaking of asterisks, that was the thing that every time there was a jobs report under Obama, in the next report, they always had an adjustment. It never went up. It always went down. Interestingly, on the converse, you've got President Trump. He's in office. Jobs, we get a job report. We go, wow, this is really awesome. And then they go, we have a revision to the report. And you're thinking, is it going to go down? No, it goes up. this is the difference, the clear difference between Democrats and Republicans. And we can say, comparing two CEOs, that's the chief executive office of Barack Obama versus a true CEO in Donald Trump. He delivers on his promises, and they're measurable results, to your point. I mean, it's not some illusionary, mathematical metrics. It's just real basic. How many jobs did we actually create? Not how many jobs did it feel like you created?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, frankly, a lot of people want to freak out about the economic numbers, the stock market going down 800-plus points yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, we're still up 40%.
Right.
40% since President Trump was inaugurated. And so, that is a tremendous, tremendous achievement. The Democrats said that he was going to crash the markets, that it was going to be the end of America as we knew it. But now we've got 3% GDP growth, targeted for the year. The Atlanta Fed is predicting 4.2% GDP growth just this upcoming third quarter. And as you said, you look back at the previous two quarters and the previous months, and they're revising these numbers, these job numbers, upwards. So, President Trump keeps on winning, keeps on winning, keeps on winning. But I'll tell you one thing that we've got to make sure we guard against is the apathy, because things are going so well. We've got to make sure we keep it going by getting Republicans in control of the House and keeping them control of the House in November.
Well, we've been saying, Chris, that the president needs reinforcements, and this is our opportunity to send people to help this president out, and also to reinforce to the electorate and others, the Democrats certainly, because the Democrats think that, it was some sort of anomaly. There's just something not right, whether we can blame the Russians or whoever, that they can try to figure out who to blame for the election of Donald Trump. The bottom line is the bottom line. The American people were tired of mediocrity, just like they were tired of mediocrity under Jimmy Carter. He said, we've got to have something different. And Donald Trump has been the man of the hour, thank God, and has really saved this country. And as he said earlier, why would you fire somebody who is delivering on their promises and getting these kind of results? You know, to your point earlier, Barack Obama and all his brain trust said, oh, the best America could hope for was a 2% GDP. You know, what was Donald Trump going to come in and wave some sort of wand and suddenly see us going to 3 to 5%? You know, what is that knucklehead talk? What does he know? Well, it's like the proof's in the pudding. I mean, well, as you say, we're at 4.2. A good shot, possibly very shortly, we could be at over 5%. And this is with no help from the Democrats who've done everything they could resist to do to resist. And the other thing, of course, is the Fed. The Fed's not helping the program either.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I'll tell you, it's exactly right. You know, you can't dispute the facts. You know, and one of the things that I think you can ask every American honestly is, you know, are you better off or are you worse off under President Trump? Name one way that you are worse off under President Trump. And for all intents and purposes, you know, unless you're a Democrat in Congress, your life has been just significantly better under President Trump. And one thing that, you know, for me personally and for my, you know, our people, the Hispanic annual wage growth is at 3.7% under President Trump's leadership. And that actually outpaces the national average. So businesses are prospering. Hispanic Americans are prospering. African American unemployment and Hispanic unemployment are at all-time lows. Veterans are prospering. Women are prospering. You know, everybody's prospering under this president. And frankly, that is what we need to keep up and keep going.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited,
great
Chris.
Great host like you for spreading the good news about it. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, you know, we're all part of the solution here. And I'm excited to your point about Hispanic small business growth. I mean, it is exciting. And the Hispanic people get it. They're not a monolithic group, as the Democrats would want people to believe. They may not, you know, tell everybody or answer a pollster and saying one way or another because they know the divide in this country. And most people are just going to go silently to the voting booth and they're going to vote their wallets and they're going to vote success and they're going to vote to continue to win. I really believe that. And this whole idea of a blue wave, I think, is delusional.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly it. We've got to make sure we guard against the apathy. We've got to make sure
we can't be complacent. No
doubt. What we just saw in the Supreme Court hearings is a taste of what will happen with Democrats in control of the House. Just remember that image.
Exactly. And Chris, here we are. You know, the president has done such a great job in bringing Canada and Mexico to the table. We got rid of NAFTA. We now have the USMCA. Every time I say that, I picture the village people dancing across the screen for some reason. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is win-win for Mexico, for America, and for Canada. And this is the initial phase of leveling out the trade playing field that makes it fair for everybody, especially Americans, because once we get this, you know, approved by Congress, which is their job to do, then we are able to go in and negotiate things and settle everything down with our European partners. And then it really puts inordinate pressure on China, even though China's already said, as you know, hey, look, we want to negotiate. And the president goes, it's not the right time yet. I mean, they're feeling a lot of pain, and so they're getting antsy, but he knows that he's got them on the hook, and he's just dragging them along until it's just the right time for them to negotiate and for America to leverage, you know, and take advantage of the full leverage that is at hand for them, don't you think?
You know, and that's exactly what the smart move that President Trump is taking. He's really taking the step of and the approach really of allowing the Chinese to have enough rope to hold themselves, to hang themselves. Mm-hmm. And when you think about how much of an impact these tariffs and this trade war is having on the Chinese with respect to the U.S. economy and the U.S. consumer base, we really haven't felt the tariffs that they try to slap back on us. Mm-hmm. So if we continue to drag this out, draw this out until they actually are willing to make concessions, like stopping the theft of our intellectual property,
exactly,
like stopping the forced technology transfer, you know, China's entire R&D department basically is just IP theft. Mm-hmm. You know, so as soon as we get them to make those concessions, I think President Trump's willing to strike a deal. But you're right. He wants to drag this out, slow walk, get this deal done, get this signed and ratified by Congress, the USMCA deal, approach the EU, strike a new deal with them, get Japan on our side. We already got the Korea deal, the South Korea deal done, and then we join our allies in a unified fashion against China. And I think that really turns up the pressure on them and brings them back to the table where they have no choice but to play fair.
Well, perfectly laid out. Chris Garcia, thank you so much. Chris, a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Chris, again, as always, we appreciate the insight, and thanks for coming on the show.
Bill, always a pleasure.
This report is brought to you by Sears Home Services. When your home is full of guests for the holidays, the last thing you want to deal with is a maintenance problem. Appliances that don't work, an outdated kitchen, or a backed up garbage disposal are ingredients for an unforgettable holiday gathering, and not in a good way. Home improvement expert Chip Wade shares some basic maintenance tips to avoid these issues this holiday season.
Avoid breakdowns by maintaining your appliances properly. For a DIY approach, remove the knobs of your stovetop and clean them separately. This reduces the possibility of cleaning solution dripping inside your unit and potentially causing it to malfunction. Freshen up your kitchen without breaking your budget. Give it a new coat of paint or change out the old hardware on your cabinets. Consider purchasing a home warranty to protect major appliances, like your washer and your dryer, and home systems like HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, which can help you when you need it the most.
For more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wait a week. Come next week.
As President Trump and the First Lady prepare to head to Pittsburgh following the synagogue shootings on Saturday, which left 11 dead and 6 people wounded, former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond says,
"The focus this week is on the funerals. The focus needs to be on honoring the victims and giving the community a chance to heal."
The president still planning to go forward with his visit today as the first of the 11 victims of the massacre will be laid to rest. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with 29 counts. Authorities say a deadly shooting at a North Carolina high school yesterday was the result of bullying. The victim identified as 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen, a suspect the same age, is now facing first-degree murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez live.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Bovard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, is with us right now. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, what is happening at the border. I think you said it quite well. The caravan is America's illegal immigration crisis personified, is it not?
No, I think that's exactly right. You know, you have a surging mass of people towards the border who know they're going to be let in when they get here. Mm-hmm. That's the exact problem we've had for years, and it's the problem we have right now.
Well, Rachel, we've got, as you know, with the announcement by the president, 5,000 additional military to reinforce the border. Vice President Pence as well, others have made a clear statement to go back, turn around. You're not going to be able to get in as you did before. So, this is a major step, and the president is seeing this as a crisis that I think, you know, to your point in all this, it really brings to focus our dysfunctional and broken immigration system.
Yeah, it really does. And I think the frustrating thing is, you know, while President Trump can send troops to the border, it's unlikely to make that much of a difference because what the border needs is resourcing. They need judges there to process the asylum claims. They need room to hold everybody when they get in to avoid this catch-and-release scenario that we've been operating under. And that's something only Congress can provide, and Congress has been successfully punting on this issue for years. So I think Trump is doing everything he can to sort of put his finger in the dike, but Congress is the one that really needs to step up to the plate here.
Yeah, including and especially the Democrats. Otherwise, Trump's going to build a hotel there. You know, we'll just house the migrants right there in a five-star Trump hotel. Why not, huh?
You know, it seems to be the only option left. When President Trump tried to secure the border earlier this year with his, zero strikes policy, his full enforcement, he ran out of money. They just didn't have money because Congress refused to give it to them.
It hasn't been prioritized. There's a lack of heart in this whole deal, Rachel. I mean, and I hate this argument that it's a both sides issue, a bipartisan issue, because it's just getting old and tired. You just can't have people storming the border, and which started out, when this thing first came. I mean, it almost seems now, I mean, being from Florida, where we're always watching hurricanes, it just seems like there's hurricanes stacking up, hurricanes of migrants stacking up from Central America, because we've got a couple of others behind this major one that's about 14,000 strong now.
Yeah, the only bipartisan thing about this issue is bipartisan avoidance. Nobody wants to deal with this issue, and the only people who want to deal with it are Democrats who want amnesty, and they're laying that down as the only option, and obviously there's conservatives that say absolutely not. So it would be great for Congress to take a day off campaigning and come back and deal with this issue because it is reaching a crisis level, but of course they probably won't. So absent that, they're going to have a chance to deal with this in December. On December 7th, they can fund Trump's border wall. This is probably the last chance they're going to have to do it. So it would be nice if they showed some spine when they have returned from the midterm.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, here we are on the brink of the midterms, less than a week away. And, and actually an exact week away, Rachel. And still the economy number one, healthcare moving up there. And, of course, with this glaring issue of, an invasion, a potential invasion of 14,000 migrants. Again, it brings immigration back into the crosshairs. Do you think it's going to have enough staying power? Is there going to be enough irritation on this that it does carry to where, they seriously attack this, in December?
I think regardless of what Congress does, this issue has sustained. You saw a Gallup poll in July showing that immigration was the top issue on voters' minds, actually by the largest margin in Gallup's history. So this is something that voters are paying attention to. Congress would be wise to actually listen to the voters and pay attention to it as well. But this has been on voters' minds for a long time. It hasn't propelled Congress to action, but hopefully now that we have a caravan literally surging the border, this is something they can't avoid.
Rachel, it'd be nice if we got the mainstream media to help us out here. I mean, all they can think about is how do we make Donald Trump look bad in this whole thing, and how do we make Republicans and, champion the cause for the Democrats. But, they need to get on board too, don't they?
Of course they do. And I think it's disappointing as well because, you have the security and sovereignty issues, obviously, with the surge, but you also have a tremendous humanitarian crisis. This magnitude of people surging toward the border is rife for exploitation by sex traffickers, drug traffickers, and we've seen evidence of this. And so it's not only that these people are putting our country at risk, they are putting themselves at risk. And this is something you think the mainstream media would want to cover, but of course they don't, because it would give conservatives fodder, I think, to say, yeah, that's why border security is important.
Well, Rachel, I'm glad you brought this up because, being Hispanic, I get attacked all the time on my position. And my position is to protect the people coming here into this country. When they come in illegally, they have to operate in the shadows. And first of all, they're operating in the shadows in a lot of ways to get help from coyotes. And coyotes are getting paid anywhere from $7,000 to $12,000 at last report to get a family across the border illegally. And then there's no guarantee. And you got to know these coyotes are not all benign. I mean, they're working in concert with drug dealers, sex traffickers, and what they're doing is almost serving as a triage for human resource development for these different entities. That if the kid looks like, you know, a young man looks like he can be a drug runner, well, he's going to be triaged in that line. If there's a candidate for sex trafficking, they're in that line. And it's not like when they get here that they can dial 911. They have to rely on whatever sources they know about that operate in the shadows. And as we know, experience has played this out very clear that they're getting exploited, and they're not going to make the call to local police because they're afraid of deportation and things worse than sex trafficking, if you can imagine that.
No, that's right, and that's why securing the border has to come first, because the more we leave the border lax, the more we leave loopholes in our asylum system, the more we encourage and incentivize the illegal immigration that results in a lot of what you're talking about, which is exploitation of people, you know, that are moving across borders. And that's a huge issue that's gone undiscussed, but one I think compels a lot of people. We need to secure the border to at least protect the people trying to come here legally, and then we need to fix our legal system, because if there are credible asylum claims, you know, that's something we care about, but we can't do that until we have border security.
Are you in favor, because I have been, Rachel, that the president just shut the border down for the time being? I mean, it's clear that we cannot handle this. We can't process this. His number one job is the security of its citizens. And I have been suggesting the president just call time out on this stuff and just shut everything down until we can get this fixed. And I think at that point, you really put the pressure on the media and on Congress especially, which is what your column is all about.
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely one option the president has, and I think it's an extreme one, but this is an extreme situation. You know, we simply cannot allow thousands of people to cross the border illegally. That is just not something, you know, that we can do or we can encourage. And this obviously, and remember, this caravan is being led by a group that does this every single year. And so I think it's especially important that we address this with strength. To not encourage this, because this is the biggest one they've done yet. This cannot happen again. And if we allow it to even get, I think, a little bit of success, that's just an incentive to do this again, and we can't allow that.
Yeah, and to your point, this is not cheap. I mean, you're moving thousands of people. You've got supplies, in some cases, transportation. Many cases, I mean, you got families that are wild. I mean, this is not some stroll in the park here that we're looking at.
It's a dangerous and it's a long walk. And again, that goes to show this is not an organically organized movement. I mean, there is a serious organization and funding behind this. But yeah, you know, we're asking, these people are putting themselves at risk because they know that when they get to the United States, they'll be let in if they claim asylum and released into the country. This is an incentive we need to stop for our own security, but for the safety of these migrants as well.
Well, note to all voters and God-fearing citizens here, as Rachel says, only Congress can prevent the next border surge. And when you go out and vote and pull the lever, make sure, you know, that's part of your consideration. I'm sure that it already is. And make sure that you activate your citizenship. Call your elected officials and keep them accountable. Rachel Bovart, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance
insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Live. I'll tell you, it's nothing like dancing in the rain or dancing at all. And our first story with Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is all about dancing. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy Tuesday to you. Good to have you with us. It just keeps on coming every week, you know, so good fun. And I want to talk, as I say, hey, we're going to start the theme dancing right off the bat. We got to... A man with MS is walking and dancing for the first time in 10 years. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, Roy Palmer has actually gone viral doing a Kiki challenge and flossing. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people kind of take for granted, that they're able to participate in these viral trends. But this is a really big deal for him because he has suffered from MS, and for the past 10 years, he hasn't been able to walk or dance. And it's because of a stem cell treatment that he's actually able to do it. Wow. Roy Palmer's from Gloucester, England. And, you know, as you may know, multiple sclerosis, you know, it's the body's immune system eating away at the covering of the nerves.
Right.
And it just disrupts the communication between the brain and the body. And he had actually seen about this treatment. It's called HSCT. I'm not even going to attempt to say the medical term.
Yeah, right.
The exact medical term.
Where's your husband when we need him? He's the medical guy.
I know. That's right. I need him to step in and say it.
Exactly. Of course. Well, why?
I'm doing it.
It's so academic. Why are you having a problem with this? It's real simple. That's the way doctors talk, right? It's like, well, why are you confused?
That's right.
Well, because I didn't go through 25 years of medical school, so forgive me.
Oh, yeah, it's like speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, exactly.
But this HSCT, it's still, according to National MS Society, it's still considered experimental. So you know, whenever he found out about it, he's just like, you know, it's worth a shot. So what they do is they take stem cells from your own body, and then they shut down your immune system through chemotherapy, and then they use the stem cells and put it back into your body. And he said within 2 days, he could feel his leg, like his right leg for the first time.
Amazing. Within 2 days.
Isn't that amazing?
This is like putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, Sam. Huh?
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine, you know, he's been wheelchair bound. And, you know, I'm not sure why it's still considered experimental, but I hope that if there's anybody out there that has MS, that maybe they can look into having this for themselves. Because, I mean, that's life-changing. That's just...
You imagine, first time in 10 years, you're walking and dancing. I mean, wow. What an amazing story. That is so cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, a dear friend of mine is a retired teacher, and it drives her nuts when people say kindergarten, you know? Just, no, it's kindergartners. And and what it was all about, you know, because the origination of kindergarten and what it was all about. So anyway, there is a sign, a happy birthday to a deaf custodian in this heartwarming video from kindergartners, which is special. Wow, they get it already,
right?
Huh? Yeah, maybe they can help our country out, huh?
I know if everybody in the country would just kind of sit there and watch these kindergartners at this Tennessee high school, it's Hickerson Elementary School in Tullahoma, Tennessee. They learn to sign and sing happy birthday to James Anthony, who's the school's custodian. He's actually known as Mr. James, and he's in his 15th year there, and he's been deaf since birth.
Wow. These are 5-6 year olds. I mean, they're like learning how to sign and doing all this. Wow.
It's the sweetest video.
You know, you gotta see this.
So proud.
Yeah.
They're so proud of themselves, and he comes in and it's a surprise for him, and you could just see he just does a great job, like showing his shock and enthusiasm, and you know, you can tell how emotionally moved he is.
Well, I hope they had cake. Did they have cake for him?
I hope they did. You didn't.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, where's the cake? Hey, nice gesture, but I want cake.
That's right. Like, how do you sign for cake? I want some of that, too. But
exactly.
I think that, you know, encourages students to also learn more about sign language and how to communicate with them and other people who are hard of hearing or are deaf. And I think it's just a wonderful, and they said he has a great bond with the students, even though, you know, he can't communicate with them in a, you know,
a traditional way. But see, again, Sam, see, we project stuff just, you know, with our body language, our eyes, you know, without saying anything, you know, to people that we take for granted. And, you know, we often talk in a show about an aptly spoken word, which the Bible talks about. And that aptly spoken word can really charge people up in such a way, in a positive way and also in a negative. But what we're talking about here is in a positive way. And sometimes it's just a look. It's an acknowledgement. You know, something that just says, hey, you know what? You're being noticed. You're not being ignored. Because I think that's what happens in our society today with all this technology. We're so easily ignored. And some people, you know, it's not that big a deal. But some people, it can bother you. You know, when you get fixed fixed on, hey, you know, what is wrong with me? You know, why is it that I don't matter? You know, and that's what is part and parcel of our culture today, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think anytime people take the time to make others feel special, especially people who might feel like left out or they're not like what you call like able to communicate in traditional ways for whatever reason, or, you know, if they just, I mean, there's so many people who get left out of things and things that people take for granted. And I just think reaching out to them will change everything.
But I'll tell you, my wife still wants words, though, Sam. I don't know about you, but my wife still wants words. You know, she tells me she has to, I don't know, she reads it, you know, she reads these books all the time. And I guess this one survey about women is that you have got to express 10,000 words a day, or there's just not peace in the Middle East.
I have
a feeling I might be talking more than 10,000 words a day to my poor husband.
Well, just,
that's absolutely true.
Tell him I know what he's going through then, you know, because it's got to be her 10,000. Who counts 10,000 words?
We're very verbal.
Yeah, exactly. Verbal. So much for an uplifting look or something like that, you know. I know what you're looking at. You know, it's like, no, you don't. But that's okay. But as long as we express, you get some of those words count toward 10,000. Let me know. Let's talk about when home insurance wouldn't help this pregnant mother, her community stepped up.
That's right. Teresa Steele had been living with no air conditioner heat after somebody stole the copper from her property. They broke into her home's HVAC unit.
Oh,
and so they were doing it. You know, people can sell copper for a lot of money, but. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because it was stolen like that, her home insurance wouldn't cover it.
Hmm.
It was going to cost her $6,000 to get a new system. And, you know, she's sitting there worried. She's a new mother.
Mm, yeah.
She's worried about her child being taken from her, you know, because she doesn't have heat, like, during the winter. She, you know, the insurance isn't going to cover it. She doesn't have the money. So she ends up contacting her local news station. CBS 6 Problem Solvers, and she asked them for help, and she said ever since her story aired, her phone was ringing off the hook, and, there ended up being a local heating company, River City Heating, pulled up, and they fixed it for free for her, and then another company actually is going to help her lower her heating bills, so, and she just, you know, the guys from the heating company were like, you know, there might be a time that I need help.
Yeah.
So people will do it for me too.
Exactly.
And,
it always goes forward, and it's so cool when that happens. We got a situation here, you know, Jimmy John's the sandwich shop. I mean, you know, they're taking phone calls and, you know, cause they're, you know, fixing up, you know, sandwiches and whatever and lunches for people, right? But now what happens when they get a wrong number?
So Lisa Noggin guest from Oklahoma, she flew to Oklahoma. While he underwent spinal surgery recently. And so she flew back, you know, she set him up in home care and everything was good for him, and she flew back to Florida in good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, this left her thousands of miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And before her plane even touched down, she had a voicemail from her brother, and he was having problems. Like, you know, there was his wound was bleeding and it had pus coming out, and he needed to ride back to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't have any there, and he was having trouble getting somebody to take him to the hospital, and the VA wouldn't cover ambulance ride, and they don't have Uber where he's at. You know, he's not in Omaha. He's in a smaller city outside of there, and he didn't have money for a cab. And you know, there's all these different obstacles getting in his way. But you know, she knew that he needed to get back to the hospital, so she starts making phone calls, and he's given her different phone numbers, and she thinks that she's calling, the social services to help him. And Jimmy John's answers. She doesn't realize it's Jimmy John's, and she starts telling the story and saying what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, hold on just a second. The phone gets passed to the manager, whose name is Jason Voss.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? We have some drivers. Let me see what I can do. And they start asking her for information. And she's like, I thought you already had this on file. Like, what's going on? He's like, this is Jimmy John.
Oh.
He said, like, the sandwich place? And he's like, yeah. So.
Hey, don't complain. You're in trouble. We got to get you to the hospital. So Jimmy John's, hey, you know, like you were going to complain because if Oscar Mayer with the big wiener truck would have come and got you, would that have been a problem?
I know, that's right. But they said no, Zach Kilmer, the driver, and he gets her brother to the hospital.
Val Kilmer's the guy's name?
No, Zach Kilmer.
Oh, Zach Kilmer. I thought you said Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer on top of this?
Yeah.
The story never ends.
I know, but this doesn't end. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Well, but the segment has to, sadly. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Great job. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing